And even though, like, the religious call, it's fascinating to me, not just because I'm part of it, it's mine, like Adon. It's just, I mean, it's, you know, you hear it, and it's like a, has a melody to it, you know. I mean, I know what does it mean, but it's just amazing to me. And every time when I was back home this past September, it's just something I missed about home. And yes, it's called for prayer, you know, that's it. But it's just like the city, and there's every mosque, you know, in the city, there's that melody coming from speakers. And then all of a sudden, at the same time, you can hear the church bells ring, and then, you know, synagogue or whatever. And it's just, you just close your eyes, and it's music of life to me, you know. It's amazing. Actually, like the Sarajevo, there's a part of Sarajevo, a block, where within 100 meters, I believe, and I don't know, is there any, maybe Jerusalem, and I'm not familiar with any more other place. There's a church, Orthodox church, there's a Catholic cathedral, there's a synagogue, there's a mosque, all with the radius on, you know, 100 meters. And it's just something that you don't see that much around the world. It's unique. And that's always, I was amazed, and I was always glad to be a culture like that, where we had different influences, religions, and stuff like that. But on the other hand, not everybody were happy, I guess, because of that, because we always had genocides and conflicts and all that, but mostly because politics, you know, enter that, you know, house of prayers, whether that mosque or cathedral or whatever it is, politics goes in there, and your people choose sides then, and stuff happens.